Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
So that was Pearl, and wow, what can you say about Pearl? Okay, it's 1918. The world is in the grip of a global pandemic. Spanish flu has even arrived in rural America, but that's not really playing on Pearl's mind. As portrayed by Mia Goth, Pearl is an isolated farm girl with stardom in her eyes. Siphoning off money so as to feed her cinema habit, her Germanic mother has nothing but withering disdain for her daughter when she should be sacrificing herself to the running of their farm and nursing her crippled father. However, from its opening strings and the score's low register brass section, Pearl is a film that positively screams at you that nothing is okay. With its 40s-style typography and densely saturated 1950s color palette, Ty West's latest addition to his X series is a deliberate mess of homages and borrowings. As Pearl strikes up a casual relationship with the town's projectionist and chats to her sister-in-law Mitzi, this is a deliberate one-note film. Pearl is plainly and patently bonkers. Bad stuff is about to go down, and every inflection is telegraphed well ahead of itself with the subtlety of a fluorescent pitchfork. And normally this would be a fatal death blow for any film less convinced about its premise. But not Pearl. Steamrolling towards a local dance audition that could parachute Pearl into a different future, Hitchcock's Psycho is ready to take over where The Wizard of Oz started off. Whilst Pearl's Texas may not be Kansas, Mia Goth is totally possessed by her own sense of destiny. Wild-eyed and smiling beatifically whenever the situation calls for it, her performance harks back to a Betty Davis on the prowl, nervously looking for affirmation in everyone that she terrifies. Wrestling with the question of whether she's a good person, America's well-documented need for external validation gets brushed with a brick when she realizes that the very farm she so desperately wants to escape is the only place that will support her version of reality. With red flags having been constantly waved by this point, this isn't a film for surprises, but then again, that's its clever conceit. By making no attempt to withhold anything from you, you will ultimately crave any kind of hidden secret which Pearl, the film, will delight in denying you. Sitting through the credits, I have to admit, Pearl is one of the most tonally challenging films I've watched for a very, very long time. From its direction, the performances, the score, and the script, it sails right to the edge of parody without ever tipping over into it. So in the end, what would I say? See Pearl. Let her knowingly frustrate you. It'll be worth it.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more by subscribing to our podcast, and we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.